I think the two basic types of music indigenous to this country are the blues and the kind of folk music that was brought over from Europe. And I guess they call it country music, or the kind of West Virginia high and lonesome sound. That those are the two main streams of root American music. Like 10 years ago, what they called rock and roll was kind of a blending of those two forms. I guess in 4 or 5 years, the new generation's music will be, it'll have a synthesis of those two elements and some third thing that'll be entire. Maybe it'll be, it might rely heavily on electronics, tapes. I can kind of envision maybe one person with a lot of machines, tapes, and electronic setups, singing or speaking and using machines. We'll be right back.
What you intend to do with sound is of the utmost importance.
Thank you. night. And every morn, some to misery are born. Every morn and every night, some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to endless night. Some are born to sweet delight. Some are born to endless night.
Stop the clouds by the building of a ship. The eagle never lost so much time as when he submitted to learn from the crows. Stones beneath the earth have spoken through the fire.
What?
Things which are alike in nature grow to look alike. And the speaking stones have lain a long time looking at the sun. Some believe they descend with the lightning, but I believe they are on the ground and are projected downward by the bolt.
Is there something about this place? Gets into my blood. Recalling pictures from far away. Did I know you then? How did I? Know you then? city lights captivate all around. Leaves me hiding. Can I?
Selciato, una marcia nel giorno, un passo nella notte, è la mia antica dimora, è il mio santuario emotivo, è essa che mi culla, è essa che mi stringe, in un abbraccio senza tempo, solitudine. We'll be right back.
What's a scourge? Scourge.
It's like when something real bad happens. Like when everybody gets killed and you can't do anything about it. Like a swarm of locusts. For the entertainment of his guests, Nero would illuminate his whole garden with bodies of live Christians covered in burning oil, strung up on flaming crosses, crucified. At dinner, he'd have the Christians rubbed by his guards with aromatic herbs and garlic, and sewn up into sacks. And then they'd throw these sacks to the wild dogs.
Well, that's terrible.
It's horrible.
Terrible is what it is.
Don't understand.
Sand.